Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. It's 24 Karat Golden and Mood. That's just a catchy song.
It sure is. I can't sit still.
Bobbing your head the entire time.
Yes. So, okay, something happened earlier this week that I didn't catch, but I'm catching it now. On Wednesday, it was celebration of the computer mouse turning, or actually it was Tuesday. It turned 50. You know, the mouse we use on our computer?
Yeah.
I had never thought about it. I just kind of thought it just was created when computers were created. I just, you know, it was just, I've always had one as far as I can remember. So Douglas Engelbart, he received his patent. It was November 17th, 1970. It was called the XY position indicator for a display system. I'm glad it was shortened to a mouse.
Yeah.
But he called it a mouse because he said the cord looked like a tail. It was first prototyped in 1964, demoed in 1968, and it was not included with commercial computer until the Xerox 8010 Star Information System in 1981. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Xerox 8010.
I don't ever remember having or using or being around a computer that didn't have a mouse.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I did.
Apple first brought the mouse to a personal computer with the Lisa in 1983. And it really, after that, it was 1984 when the Macintosh popularized the device.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But the first prototype was made out of wood. So it's interesting to see it because it doesn't even look like what you would think of a mouse. I mean, it's the same kind of concept, but they've really, you know, come a long way with it. So
when I think of high-tech computer technology, the very first thing that comes to mind is wood.